Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us on the Creation Lightship, the Healing Highway. It is Monday, November 3rd, 2014. We are live on bbsradio.com, Station 1, and it's good to be back. Great to be back on the Healing Highway. If you are brand new, just joining us tonight, we'd like to welcome you, as well as our longtime listeners. You can check out all of Ron Amatron's healings at creationlightship.com. Ron is a master teacher and healer, and all of these healings are designed for you. You can do them from the comfort of your own home, and it's a web-based healing protocol that specifically opens up your heart center, gets you heart-centered, out of mind energy, and brings back your free will, free choice, so that you can take your healing into your own hands. So on this show, it's a great hour of questions and answers, as well as listener testimonials. You can send all of that information to our web email, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. So I'd like to welcome Ron and welcome everybody. So glad to be here, Ron. So glad you can join us live tonight on this great show. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron. Usually what we do is do some sample healings at the top of the show. And then if you would like to write in on the fast chat your reaction to them, or you'd like to send us a longer testimonial, you're welcome to do that as well. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, everybody. So let's work with your crown chakra here. Normally it should be closed down. If you don't know that, that's the way it's supposed to be. And let's take away the jellyfish energy that's sitting normally on everybody's head, with those tentacles coming down and those little hypodermic needles coming into us to take out our cell memory, so we can have our situations happening, so the aliens can read that to bring us into duality. Remember, they need the duality in you from your DNA to give you life experiences. So here we go. Taking away the octopus and also the jellyfish energies. They're kind of both there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That was the octopus that's probably around your neck. And now we'll get the jellyfish energy. It's like in the movie Avatar, with that tree with all the little things coming off of it, dangling down. Looked really nice, but hello. Everything, you know, why didn't know everything? Well, it's because it's connected. And so here we go, releasing the jellyfish. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1. Oh, man, somebody must have extra tentacles or something. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you feel better, I would recommend getting on the Eliminating Alien Attack. Maybe get it for a week for $10 and get this stuff kind of off of you. Remember, it's your choice if you wish to have it or not, because there's a solution to getting the stuff off of you. Normally, before the website was up, you were, I don't know, I don't want to use any vulgar words.
Floundering?
Yeah. Correct. Without the paddle and low on breath. Going down. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, Ron, that's really true. And it's very interesting, because I think what a lot of people don't realize is they are trying all these different things. And if it's coming from mind energy, you know, if you're curious about something or if you're looking for answers and you're using your mind, it's always going to lead you into darkness. So what Ron does, and what is so different about this healing modality, is that it is heart-centered, and if you have a kind of a loss of connection to your heart center, then you're going to go into your mind, and your mind is going to leave you kind of hanging, or it's going to kind of take you down all of these really circuitous paths, so that different entities and alien forces and other all kinds of things and people can cord you and steal your energy. So all of what we talk about here on the Healing Highway is to kind of teach you that it's ultimately up to you to take the control back. And the way you can do that is by using the clearings and healings on creationlightship.com. And it ultimately brings back your free will and free choice and gets you off of these timelines and away from these entities that are kind of taking you down and causing you harm. So that's one of the things that's really different. And I think a great question to ask yourself is, what timeline are you on? And do you want to be on that? And if you don't, then maybe it's time to take a deeper look and see where you would like to be and create a vision for that.
Yep, so, very good. Very good, Elizabeth. Remember, if you're not in the now, then where are you? Then you're not here. So remember, if you're out on a timeline, you're not living here. You're living in a hologram. So you're living in a energy created by darkness. That's why you want to be in the now. And they can switch timelines continuously on you, and you're going to have the same physical scene that you see with your eyes around you. But just because you think that you're looking at something right now doesn't mean that you're in the now. It means that you're on a timeline, and that's been replicated from the now. Remember, the darkness copies everything from the light. The light is what they're copying. And they can copy it so it looks like it's light itself, but they can't replicate the now and peace. That's what the aliens are missing, is peace. All they know about is duality, and they can't copy peace because peace is only an energy that's in the source energy of the now without time. So aliens live on timelines. And that's all of your problems that you're dealing with, is your timelines. And the timelines bring you into the past. And the past fears, anxieties create your future, and you bypass the now. So you're bouncing from one extreme, from the past, into the future. And they use your DNA of all of the thoughts of your ancestors to bring forth your situations and problems. And that, at the outside, the very end of that, is why you see people dying in the hospitals, because they are involved with the duality of their whole lifetime, and their ancestors are actually killing them. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, Ron, if you've ever, anybody out there listening has said to themselves in their mind or out loud, why does this keep happening to me? Or why can't I seem to get out of this situation? Or, you know, every time I get somewhere, I take two steps forward, like one step forward and two steps backward. All of those things that you say to yourself have to do with timelines. And it's a great and very powerful exercise that Ron is talking about, to do timeline crashing on these events in your life. I mean, it could be other things too, which we haven't talked about yet. It could be a barcode. It could be some kind of ancestral DNA that's affecting your present lifetime that Ron mentioned. But if you're just looking at it from a timeline perspective, I think timelines can be effective for a lot of things, from chronic conditions to maybe every year around a certain time you have, you know, a family member show up or a friend show up in your life, and then something bad happens after that. Or, you know, it just kind of an awareness of what is going on in your life, and if need be, what steps you need to take to eliminate that from happening if you don't want it to keep happening. So timeline crashing is a really effective tool. There are also really simple ways you can just get yourself into the now. And there's the Be Here in the Now, which is a free clearing that Ron offers on creationlightship.com. There's the mind to heart drop, which you can do out loud at any time of the day when you feel you need to be heart centered. And then there's the finger exercise, which actually somebody on our chat had an experience with that today. They wrote, "I was in a store today, very negative people around me, and I heard someone say, 'Oh, look, there is an octopus.' I got into the car and said to myself, 'What timeline am I on?' and did the finger exercise," which is where you take your finger and you bring it around to the front and bring yourself back into the present. So all of these, if you're brand new listening, are in the audio samples at the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And it's great to, even if you're a longtime listener, to go back and listen to them. It always helps you drop right into the present moment. So, Ron, I guess maybe we could go into some testimonials and some listener testimonials. Also, I wanted to mention, too, if you would like to call in, Ron did some clearing on the Friday and Saturday live shows on Station 2. And if you happen to catch those, he cleared the energy from the time change. And I think some vowels and different time change-related clearings that he did. And I wondered if anybody had any experiences with the time change that they would like to write in or call in about. So if you would like to call in to VBS Radio, you can do so. The numbers are on the website. And if you would like to, if for some reason you don't have the website and you'd like to call in, the 888 number is 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Station 2. So scratch that. It's 627-6008. 627-6008. That's the Station 1 call-in number. My apologies. Okay, so, Ron, we have a listener testimonial here about the timeline crashes, and it kind of relates to what you were talking about. So this listener is from North Carolina and has been working with Creation Lightship for almost 5 years. And she writes, "From Friday through Sunday, I did the timeline crashes to stay in my current timeline and to stay on the Creation Lightship Now timeline of light. Sunday morning, I did not feel any effects, just good and very peaceful. This morning, Monday, coming into work went very well, with my being very relaxed and still able to maintain peace. My office building has a strong security system, and we have to have access cards to get in. I had no trouble getting in with my card, but everyone else did. I pretty much know everyone in the building, and not one person could get their access cards to work. The security department checked, and every single person except me had been deleted from their system and had to be re-entered. Throughout the day, communication has been a little difficult with coworkers who were very much scattered throughout the day and having difficulty working. Now, at the end of the day, things have gotten somewhat better. For me, I had a great day, still staying in peace and continuing timeline crashes."
Very good. Very good.
That is really interesting, and I think it's interesting that everyone had been deleted except for this person who was doing the being here in the now and staying heart-centered.
Yeah. You never know.
So I think that's a great example of how effective timeline crashing can be. And it is so much easier to work when you are in a peaceful space. Okay. So someone on the fast chat is asking if we activated the light being, which I don't think we did, Ron, at the top of the show. So maybe
let's activate the light.
Do that.
Here we go. Let's bring up the mail. Here we go. So, and you actually feel the difference now, if there is a difference, because we're already about 15 minutes into the program. So here we go. Mail energies. So stronger, 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 non-gender. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the female light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go, everybody. And if you only have one light beam up, then that'll be the male energy for you. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth. I'm trying to see what maybe we could do with the show today. Maybe we could ask for somebody, maybe somebody out there, I've asked this before, maybe they heard an archive and didn't quite get it or didn't understand it. Sometimes it takes more than once. In fact, what I normally tell people is they want to listen to the archives probably a half a dozen times or so, because it's, the information is so new to you that you may want to run out the door the other direction, not believing it, because your alien mind control doesn't want you to hear it. But once you start settling in and you understand how simple source energy is, then all of a sudden you go, wow, you mean my whole life I've been lied to? And you go, yep. And so have your ancestors. That's why you're still living here. So let's turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. Let's see if anybody wants to bring forth a question or something that they really didn't quite understand. I got an email from somebody maybe 3 weeks ago saying, well, Ron, I heard something that was different on your one of your programs, and it seemed to contradict one of your other programs or something. So I said, well, send me, you know, where is it? And we'll talk about it. We'll get on the program here, and maybe it wasn't said the proper way or something or whatever, but I never got an email back from the person. So if any of you out there heard something one way and then heard it another, and you're kind of like scratching your head, yeah, we could talk about it. I have no problem with that. And maybe it's just the way it was presented, or maybe hearing something out of context. That happens to some people. I know I've had people mentioning that they were trying to transcribe one of my shows on paper, and they kept writing the wrong thing. They go, I didn't say that, you know. They well, that doesn't sound right to me, but yet they wrote the wrong thing down on paper. So things happen like that all the time. So, yeah, if you have any questions or want to know about something that I can bring some clarity to, by all means, you know, let us know. Because, remember, you're not alone, and I love having questions. Now, some people are just too timid to ask, but that is not what this show is about. Remember, you don't ask, you don't get. So, even if you think you have a stupid question, you may think it is, but there's always clarity involved for other people when they do hear a question that may not be, that may be like a beginner's question. Definitely, you know, come on and say something. So there's no problem. You're not in judgment at all when you say something. I don't judge anything normally. So to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. And I think a lot of the times, too, even if we listen to a show, we could pick up something at a later date or understand it better or even be confused by it, depending on where we are in our lives. And a lot of the times there are questions that other people have and, you know, don't ask or forget to ask. So it is very helpful to have the questions. And if you'd like to call in or write us, please feel free to do so. It could be about anything at all. If you are experiencing something that you're not quite sure about, or the archives, as Ron mentioned, or if you'd like to talk about the time change and how it affected you or didn't, if you were listening on the Friday or Saturday show, that's always great. So we can kind of know what people are experiencing and feeling. It's always very helpful. And I want to thank everybody for writing in tonight. So, Ron, I thought maybe while we wait for some questions to come in, we could talk about the idea of maintenance. And I think it's very interesting that a lot of people have questions about, like, why do I have to keep doing these healings? Or, you know, if I do one healing, you know, they think that clears them out for good. And I think a lot of people don't really understand that it's kind of a maintenance program. And what basically, you wouldn't, you know, paint your house once or you know, take your car for a tune-up once. It's kind of like as you use it and as you live in it, it needs to be maintained. So maybe we could talk about that a little bit, because I think people sometimes are confused about why they have to keep doing healings. And it sort of makes sense to me, because you maintain everything else. It's kind of a part of life, but for some reason we always tend to put ourselves and our spiritual and our physical well-being kind of on the back burner and think like, oh, you know, I don't need to do this, or you just kind of go through your day and you're not really thinking about it.
Yeah, that's good. So yeah, the maintenance is only because after you have a clearing, you're cleared out of what came up in this lifetime so far from your deep-seated beliefs of your ancestors bringing you into the drama and trauma. We'll just talk about, like, you know, fear. So, you know, you do a fear clearing, it'll take away what you have experienced so far from fear, you know, within your life. Now, naturally, what will give you more fear will not be from the clearing that you had. That's already eliminated. It's what other people bring to you. So the maintenance, you could have no maintenance whatsoever if you did a clearing and you had no radio, no TV, no interaction with people. And then nothing really startled you. And at that point, you could, you know, like you lived out in the middle of nowhere where it's all very peaceful, you would not need to do maintenance. The maintenance only is the unlimited version of the clearing, which you'd need to do. And the only reason why you need maintenance is because at that point, after you do a whole lifetime clearing, people will bring you issues, and they will hand you stuff, give you stuff that has not surfaced yet. But once they tell you about it, remember, underneath the iceberg is more stuff, and they will bring that up and activate it in you. That's where you need to do maintenance. So, unfortunately, people bring you the stuff. Just watch TV, and, you know, you can see many types of things that may trigger you. And that's probably what they want to do. You know, all the news is there to push your buttons, to hook you up into some energy that you didn't really care about, you know, until they came on the air. And then at that point, now you're running that energy, and now you're going to need maintenance because you heard something that triggered fear or anxiety or whatever you are dealing with where you live. So that's why we always have you do the emotional clearing first. So wherever you are in your life, thinking of, you know, I have this wrong with me and everything else, the emotional clearing can very possibly get rid of what you believe you are dealing with. And then from there, there's other clearings. But you need to get that emotional one first. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, is clean away, in a sense, what they called your sins. So that's the energies that are in your emotional body bringing you into duality. Get rid of those energies and you're out of duality until somebody else triggers you, or until another one of your energetic bodies get triggered. But the emotional one is what you do first, whole lifetime emotional. Now from there, just know that after you have that, if you don't deal with people or hear anything, you're going to be in peace. But other people will take you out of that peace, and that's a sad thing. And then that puts you on other timelines. So once you get taken away from your peace, now you're living an alien timeline or something. Okay? And then you have the self-fulfilling prophecies coming to you to validate where you are. And of course it'll validate, because that's what the dark side wants to do. Now if you're a inquisitive person and you want to keep looking and looking and looking for a result or the final look, you're going to be looking forever, because they'll keep giving you something to look for and then catapult you onto that particular timeline. So if you're that type of person, you may want to do, you know, besides the alien clearings, you may want to do the planet star clearing on the website, because those could be connecting to you, giving you transmissions. And then we have the free ones, which are dealing with all alien energies. and those could possibly help you out too. So the main thing is, when you think you're judging the light, that puts you into duality, into separation. And then when you're in judgment, then that activates your DNA, and that'll give you a self-fulfilling prophecy. And from there, you're on the investigative mode, and your DNA now is activated and activated more and more as you keep searching for something outside of yourself. Once you're in peace, you're not outside of yourself. You're with yourself and your body completely. So when you got out of peace, when you left that energy of peace, at that point in time, you're on timelines. And then you're not connected to source energy, and you're not connected to your spirit, and you're collecting information to validate the dark side agenda. And you will find tons of it out there. And you're not going to be at peace. Just like watching a program on the news, and you see something that's happening, you know, outside of your own block where you live. And remember, if it's not closely related to you, you're not even going to know about it, because that's just the way it works until somebody brings it to your attention. All you really know about is what's around you, probably within a couple hundred feet of you, and that's about it. If you hear a siren, you may wonder where it came. But typically, that's where you're living, is a couple hundred feet around you, and if that's peaceful, that's all you need to know about. And the other people on the other timelines are dealing with their duality, and it could be an awful event. And who brought them there? What brought them there? So that's the whole thing. What did they do to bring that energy to themselves? I think we had a caller. I heard a little beep there. So, caller, what's your first name, and maybe what state are you calling from? Can't hear you. Maybe there's a connection problem or a volume problem.
Yeah, not sure.
I thought I heard something that really.
Yeah, I heard. Oh, okay. So the caller dropped off. Okay, so maybe they'll call back. But Ron, I think that's so interesting what you're saying, and it's something that we all should be aware of. It is very important to stay within your body, because that's the best place you can be. You don't want to go outside of yourself for all these other things. And I think that's really what the kind of the core of the Creation Lightship is. It's about source energy. It's about you being in your body and not having to get kind of slimed and corded by all these other energies. And what I think is really interesting is that very recently I just saw Ron at the expo, and I was kind of watching people come out of the light chamber, and this was in October, and if you see the difference between when they go in and when they come out, and they're just, they look real. And it almost immediately I feel like people are then coming up and like wanting a piece of that because they don't understand peace. And a lot of the times it's really interesting, because it can kind of be an educational or a learning moment for that person who maybe doesn't know about Creation Lightship or doesn't know about heart-centered healing. But I think also it's very interesting that they immediately want to get that, but they're not sure how. And I think if you do a lot of healings and then you go out into the world, and I mean, I'm not sure I know anybody who doesn't interact with people, whether it's family or work or a career or, you know, social activities. So if you're feeling very at peace, it's kind of like, you know, the guru, everyone would go to the guru to kind of like feel peace or be peaceful, and they all want that. So it's kind of it's not the same thing, but it's a similar type of experience. All these people are going to be coming up to you trying to get what you have, and you don't know what they have. So you really have to be on guard for that and protect yourself and to do the maintenance that Ron's talking about. Because they're going to try to either take that away from you or, get a piece of it without really understanding it. And it's, kind of a you kind of constantly have to be aware of that, and a lot of the times they don't even know they're doing it. It's not like a malicious or intentional thing. It's just, you know, they haven't worked on their stuff. So I did get a couple of questions and comments on the fast chat and also in the email. So thanks, guys. Really appreciate the questions. And there is a question here about, see, it's very hard to read. Okay, hi, Ron. Is there any way to break up the heaviness of being overweight? Is it possible that the energy of doing lots of clearings could cause you to hold on to the weight from all of the energy?
I don't know. I don't think that would be true. Because the energy would start to leave you, which would be the blockages. So,
right,
I would say that would probably be not true, that you're going to gain weight by doing clearings. We can see if anybody else, thinks that way. I myself like to eat, so I'm just a little bit overweight right now. But aside from that, you know, I know what my problem is. Probably dealing with a lot of energies coming through. So, in fact, my energy right now is going into the radio program. And so I'm clearing everybody listening, bringing in peace to all of you people listening. So that's the way it works. And, you know, I don't really worry about it too much. But, yeah, I'm trying to drop about 20 pounds. Maybe more would be better, but 20 would be good.
Anyway. Well, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, I got to start somewhere. Yeah, I'd like to drop a couple pounds here, so we'll see what
I'm
happens.
Just trying to get 3 pounds. Small goals.
But I will say, when I was talking about the clearings, I got an email from somebody. They wanted to know if they could clear like a spirit barcode before the emotional one. Yes, you can. You could probably do any of the barcode clearings on yourself or someone else. You know, even, you know, the death barcode one, if a person's doing that clearing and the person that they're doing it on, or even themselves, if maybe they're in the hospital or something, then, you know, the death barcode may not be that beneficial because you haven't cleaned the emotions out. So remember, if you're in the hospital, you're in there because of your emotions. You know, you dealt with something and you didn't get rid of it, and your emotional body got clogged up, which, you know, maybe stop your physical body from functioning properly. And so you do want to do that, you know, if you are having maybe a health issue or something. So I would say definitely do, you know, the emotional clearing first. And, you know, I'm just talking to the people that maybe have maybe a loved one or somebody, you know, that's dealing with a condition, you know, do the death barcodes on them. And also the emotional, and do the emotional one first, because they'll probably benefit more physically than they will with the death barcode. But they're both very good. The death barcode can give you about a third of your energy back. So, and if you're listening and you've been in the military, only because if you were in the military and you were fighting somebody, right, you're shooting shots at somebody, or maybe you're in the Air Force and you're dropping bombs or whatever, you know, you still have all that energy connected to you of death. So it doesn't matter, you know, if you killed somebody. I'm kind of going off on a tangent here. If you've killed somebody and somebody who was a loved one, and you're just, you know, you're distant, and maybe you're flying the airplane that dropped a bomb, and the people watched the bombs come down or knew that you dropped the bombs on them by watching the airplane going over, let's put it that way, then at that point, you probably got a lot of psychic attack energies on you and death energies, because they're putting off psychic attacks on you. So if you're, you know, a person from the Iraqi war who did something like this, or actually killed somebody, and there's somebody still living, and they happen to see you do this, you probably are under heavy attacks. And that would be either the dark side practitioner or the curses, hexes, spell clearing. So I'm just kind of bringing that up because people don't always know, you know, how they're infected.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you did it remotely, or you did it in, you know, I guess hand-to-hand combat or something, you know, that could be a very, difficult thing to deal with. And you may wonder why you have post-traumatic stress. Well, that could be from all these people hating you for harming one of their friends or killing one of their friends. So you have to kind of look at that. I know I'm going off on a little tangent here. But the whole thing is, how do you get back to peace? You know, if you did kill somebody, and I don't normally talk about this on any of the shows, but if you did kill somebody, that's going to haunt you until you're dead. And you all know that. And you may cry at night to sleep because you did that to somebody. You know, by all means, get on there and do some of those clearings to get that energy off of you. You know? So, anyway, I'll just stop there. But the stress that you have from doing that, and the guilt and the harm of harming someone else, along with probably harming yourself, you know, there's really no words for it there. So maybe somebody listening has done some clearings for that and they feel better. Maybe they could say what clearings they have done to bring themselves into the reality here of peace, because what you want to get is peace at the end of it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's it's a really deep topic, and I feel like those past occurrences and something especially as dramatic as killing someone is definitely that energy. Even if you don't know you killed somebody, but you were dropping bombs and obviously people were dying, or you were like shooting into a field at night and the enemy was there, I mean, chances are you probably hit someone. So it's very important to clear that. And I know a lot of veterans do have those issues and they never talk about them. Like especially some, thinking of some of the older ones, they just kind of don't even talk about their service. They people and their families don't even know they were in the service, like one or two generations after them. So it's very interesting. And I think I had another thought, but I'll hold that thought because I believe we do have a caller. Do we have a caller on the line there? I thought I heard a beep.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and I'm from Florida, and I called in to ask Ron. I'm at my girlfriend's right now, and this is our first night listening to the show, and I was going to ask if he could give, like, a free sample healing. She's had problems in her shoulders.
Sure, love to. Okay, so what shoulder is it, left or right or both?
Is it left or right or both shoulders?
Yes.
Your pain?
Both.
Both.
Both, okay. So has she had the pain for just recently, or has it been with her for you know, months or years, or...?
It's been with her for quite some time.
Okay, so...
It really got bad lately, though.
Is there and is there two people with shoulder problems or just one?
Just one, just her.
Okay. Okie-dokie. Here we go. This works for everybody else listening. So we'll first work with your left shoulder. Now, normally you would typically attach or connect to the pain energy, the pain body, to give relief. But if you've had it for quite a while, maybe over a day or two, then you probably have lots of entities. And entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. So they come into you because they know about that pain, and they need to get your energy. So they connect to you and give you more pain. And so let's first do an entity clearing. So left shoulder, we can start clearing these away here. And here we go. Oh, boy. So you may start to feel some of the pain get released. This is pain that was put upon you by these entities, okay? And also they take away your healing energy, so you have a hard time getting healed because the entities are taking this stuff away from you, because they're taking your life force out of it and you don't get any healing. So here we go. Okay, that feels pretty good to me. And now I'm going to do the right shoulder with entities. And so you might be wondering, well, how is this going to work? Or maybe, will I be pain-free at the end of this year? I have no way of knowing. Everybody heals differently, and it depends what else could be attached to it. but that's why I'm doing entities first here. And I would say most people will probably get at least, 25% relief in pain. That normally is almost normal when I do this work here. So I'll just ask right now, if you're still on the line here, how does the shoulders feel? Do they feel a little better?
Does it feel a little bit better? And she shook her head no.
Okay. So let's do pain release now. We'll do it on left shoulder first. So here we go. I can hear myself in the background there.
Oh, it's a weird delay.
Yeah, I know.
So here we go. Okay, and right shoulder. And we'll just see if the other people listening, maybe they could type in if they feel any relief of energy is leaving them too. And here we go. Okay, now we'll put more spirit energy into the shoulders to help you do the healing here. Remember, when you have a condition, your spirit is not in that location because it doesn't want to suffer. In a sense, it doesn't want to pick up negativity or be contaminated, so it leaves. When you need your spirit the most, it's gone. And it doesn't know darkness, doesn't want to live in darkness. So a lot of different ways to talk about this here, but that's one way to look at it. As whatever you're dealing with that's out of balance energies, where there's a condition, a situation involved with it, that's darkness, and your spirit doesn't want to engage in darkness. Okay, so we'll let that settle in. Maybe the caller can come on maybe in about a half a minute, and we'll see how the healing is working for that other person there. I'll turn it over back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great.
Settle in, and we'll
okay,
have
thank
the
you.
Come back.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank
you for calling.
Yeah. Let us know how she's doing.
Yeah, let us know
just
and
stay on the line. Maybe you can mute or something, and just butt in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't get on chat on her computer.
Okay.
We could just. Hang out for a few minutes and see how she feels, if that's okay with you.
It's good for me.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we'll just continue on with the show then, and we'll check back maybe in another couple of minutes and see if that helped. So I'm just going to continue on, Ron. We've got quite a few questions now. Thanks, everybody, for sending.
In fact, if I can interject here.
Go
if
ahead.
Any of you are vets and you're listening and you go to maybe, if they have this, I would guess they'd have maybe like a 12-step program or something where maybe the vets go and they talk about their war situations or something like that, or they have some friends that they go, have beers with once a week or something or whatever, and you want to do something, give me a call, and I'd be very happy to engage with the veterans to try to take away some of their stuff. And maybe if that works out, maybe I can do a conference call sometime just strictly for vets. So,
oh, my gosh, that would be fantastic.
But I'd want to work with probably about 100 people, if you can get that many. Otherwise, working with, a few at first would be okay, but after that it gets to be kind of counterproductive. So, anyway, I'll put it out there. Maybe you're listening. Maybe you're somebody who is in the mix and you go, wow, that sounds great. We have this meeting every Thursday night, and 100 vets come there, and we kind of do what we do, and, so that'd be fine for me. So it doesn't matter if you're male or female either. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. That's such a fantastic offer, Ron. And I was also thinking, kind of switching topics a little bit. So, yeah, definitely let us know. Email Ron. Write us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Let us know. That's a fantastic opportunity. And somebody on the fast chat was actually asking, what clearings might one do for killing someone?
I don't have anything online for killing. I would, just off the top of my head, I would say, you know, you got to do the emotional one first, so do that one. And then after that, maybe heartache, because you may feel that way. We have a special clearing, which is what you use for situations that we don't have on the website. So the special one would be a whole lifetime clearing. And, you know, you might want to write down how you feel about that, you know, and see if any of the words that you put down relate to one of the clearings on the website.
Ron, I also, just off the top of my head, thought of three. The anger body, the pain body, and the self-sabotage. There's also a sense, a sleep deprivation if you're having, like, nightmares or you can't sleep.
Good, yes,
So those are all under current lifetime clearings, and that is on creationlightship.com. If you look on the main website, the homepage, you'll find about halfway down there's categories, and if you click on current lifetime, it takes you to all of those clearings. So I don't know. If anybody has any suggestions, please type them into the fast chat and let us know. Or if you have some experience with this, you don't have to use your real name. You can use a login name or a username, whichever you prefer. That would be really good to know. And I also thought of, while you were speaking about that, Ron, like it doesn't even necessarily have to be something as drastic as killing or being a veteran or being in a war. Like if you had experiences in school where like maybe you were a bully or you were mean to kids or you were like one of the cool kids and you kind of like made fun of others or you had that happen to you, it's kind of a similar situation. Like if you were hurting in that way, it's probably a good idea to take a look at some of those current lifetime clearings. That's just an example. Because a lot of those things people say and do to us when we're younger have an impact on our life, and the people who said or did them don't even realize that. So maybe we should check in with our caller. Do we still have you on the line there?
I'm still here on the line. She's moving her shoulders around, and I can see that there's a difference, maybe a little bit, but it might take a while. It took me a while before I could actually be able to tell when things were happening for me.
Okay.
What would happen, like, after the show. So I appreciate it very much. I know it is.
Yeah, and look for tonight. After she wakes up, tomorrow it may be a lot different because the mind gets out of the way when you're sleeping. So a lot of times the healing will be... actually take place when you're sleeping too sometimes. So
okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
You might want to let us know maybe on an email or something, you know, just how much, you know, how much better it is, you know, 5%, 20% or whatever. That'd be great. So
okay,
once your body starts knowing the wellness that it can get into, then it can start moving toward that. Otherwise, the body gets kind of stuck in its current condition and doesn't know about wellness because that's where it's living. So that's wonderful. Oh,
all right.
Thank you,
thank you guys so very much.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, that's true, Ron. It really becomes a possibility and maybe even one you hadn't previously envisioned for yourself. So getting into wellness is just another path that you can take. You don't have to go down the aging, sitting in a chair and staring at the television, you know, as you get older path. So a lot of people can really become healthy, become vibrant, and become more alive. It's really wonderful. And ascension really is a gift, and all of this that we're doing is a gift that we're giving ourselves through proper preparation. So I should also mention, we haven't really talked about this, but there are some healing intensive calls coming up this month. Ron does these every month usually, and you can find more information about them the special 8-hour healing intensives and the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call starting on November 15th and then continuing 3 consecutive Sundays on November 16th, 23rd, and 30th. It's 8 hours of healing. You can attend live or as a registered absentee. And if you'd like more information on that, you can find it at the top of creationlightship.com. And I did have a question related to that. It was about the healings. And somebody else on the fast chat said, I feel better with the shoulder clearing. Thank you. So I don't know if that's the woman who called her. I don't think so. I think it just is somebody else who has benefited from the sample that you did run. So thanks so much. So someone's asking for clarification. When you go to the Creation Lightship, do you request one healing for each room or one healing for the whole visit?
It'd be one for each room, which would be the same one. So
okay.
You figure out what you need the most done to you that you know about, and from there that's what happens. Typically. Sometimes people have something else going on that's much more drastic, and the light beings will switch over and do that in its place. So that's what happens during that. But typically it'll, you know, almost always be what you're requesting. So that's, and plus you're conscious up there. You don't know what you're talking about there. If you're not aware of that. So you're asking for one thing here, but you may be up there and they say, well, yeah, this other condition too. And you go, oh, I didn't know about that. You better fix that instead. And so then they'll work with that. And you may be disgruntled because you wanted to have something done here. And all of a sudden something else is fixed that they found that you knew nothing about, but you feel better afterwards. And you go, gee, I don't know what happened. I didn't have my sore toe fixed. But I do feel like I have more energy. Well, that's probably because you have some other problem that was much more drastic than your sore toe, and they fixed it. And it could even be life-threatening. So that's the way it works. And you are fully conscious, and you're fully conscious on the light ship to say, no, I don't want to be fixed all the way. I have the belief system of no pain, no gain, and just fix me about 20% because I really want to suffer. And I enjoy this here, and I need to have the experience so I can, my mindset and my spiritual teachings is I have to figure out why I have this. And please don't do any more than 20%. And I have had people tell me that physically. They don't want to get fixed all the way because they want to figure out their past lives and all of their garbage, which you're never going to find anyway. But they want to know, and that's their belief systems, trying to figure out why they have their karma. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and we are actually almost at the end of the show. I can't believe it. This hour goes by so fast, and I want to thank everybody for writing in and also for sending questions. If we didn't get to your question, please send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com if you were on the fast chat, and we can try to answer it on maybe a later show. Ron does 4 radio shows every week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Monday, Wednesday, Station 1. Friday, Saturday, Station 2. And Saturday is live on the Lightship. So that is the show where you would ask for the healings on the Creation Lightship, and you would also do that on the intensives every month on the 8-hour calls. So that it's actually really true what Ron said about the mind dropping off when you sleep. And I think a lot of the times when you are on the calls, sometimes you completely fall asleep. Or when Ron takes us up to the light ship on Saturdays, you just completely fall asleep because you're getting the healings and your mind is completely shut off, which is really cool. And your body just kind of needs to catch up to all of that, all those densities leaving you. You can also do a spirit infusion if you feel you need that. That's a great way to incorporate the clearings into you. So, Ron, I think we have time for one more question. And
sure.
This listener writes, I recently did an emotional clearing on a cat pet who then died shortly after. Should I do his spirit deceased loved one clearing as well, or is he okay because he is an animal? And what might have happened to him? His name was Soka.
It feels like the cat's okay.
Okay.
I think everything's good with the cat. So the cat is, it looks like it's in quarantine. Quarantine is where you would go to because you can't go back to light until the light gets completely turned off. That's the ascension process, and that way the darkness can leave. So nothing can enter into source energy, and then you don't even enter into it after that, but at ascension time is where you go and you can start a new life in light. So that's the way it works. So anyway, we could probably talk about that at some other show. We do have other shows with ascension stuff on it. I don't normally talk about it that much because I'm dealing more with trying to get people more in wholeness with the clearings so that you can have more spirit with you, more of your spirit energy to do the ascension. You need to get that cleaned out first. And that's why we always talk about clearings to get the darkness out of you and bring you back more into spirit energy, which would be light energy. And then that light energy can help you do physical healings. So I guess it's that time. So we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. This you should be doing daily, half a dozen times a day. You know, at least three I would do, morning, noon, and night. But, do it more often. And if you do it a lot and you feel yourself being out of time and a little spacey, in a sense, because, you're too much at peace, then you want to get a day planner to keep your appointments. So here we go. You have to command your spirit out loud because you're in the physical here. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm. There's only two basic realms that you go into. One is where you're thinking all the time in darkness, and then the other one is the energy of peace. And in peace, there's no thoughts. So here we go, dropping down, taking the thoughts inside of your head, like an elevator dropping to your heart. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There you are. You're all at peace now. And if you told the world about this here, war would stop on a dime. We wouldn't have any more wars. So, thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, caller that called in. And thank you, everybody else, for being with us. And our call tomorrow at 5:30 Pacific is about energetic cording, how people connect to you, and we take away cords where you're suggesting and indicating where the cord has been attached to you to get them released. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Good night.